Welcome to another episode of D&D Rail.
Welcome back to episode 2 of D&D Railed. I'm your host, Rainer, as the DM.
I am Matt as Hanyi.
I'm Joel as Stoneface.
I'm Alicia as Morasha.
I am Dieter as Merrick.
And we join our group as they're right outside the door where the kobolds are guarding. Merrick, on the door, you notice a symbol. It seems quickly etched in Thieves' Cant. That says paper.
The
thing we picked up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very quickly etched. It's very quickly etched, but it's obviously written.
Right.
The paper says door. Ooh. Right, right, left, right. Upon entering this next area, it's much darker in here. It seems like the kobolds weren't living in here. It seems like they go through
easy,
here.
Easy.
But they
Rasha seems to be moving ahead.
Hey, is everyone moving ahead with her?
I'm behind her, sure. Or no, I'm in the back again.
All right.
Yeah, I suppose I can go back to holding onto her and playing with her tails.
Walk far enough to feel another thing on your foot and think, shoot, they're kobolds. They lay a lot of traps. We really, really should start looking for those.
Oh, yeah, the classic check for traps.
You are really lucky as two snakes fly off what seems to be a little contraption, and they fly right by you. You then realize there's a dead kobold on the ground. Killed them to make this trap.
Little snakes.
Wait, so then there must have been more than two snakes, because the first snakes must have killed him.
There's two snakes right now, and they seem angry and agitated. It's Morasha, it's your turn. There's snakes, like, on the ground in the middle of your party. You kind of, like, saw them, like, whoa. And they went over your head, over Merrick's, because he's small, and Merrick's like, whoa, what was that? As they landed right behind him, but in front of Hanyi.
I'm going to stomp on one of their heads.
All right, roll a d20.
On the snake? Mm-hmm.
Strength.
It's just an attack, so just roll your claw attack.
I think that's
11.
11? Yeah. That will miss. These snakes are too small, and you're like, I'll get you. And not quite.
Okay.
Stoneface.
I'm also going to attempt to step on the snake. I'm going to be like, ah, snake!
Ah, snake!
Snake! Ah! So, yeah. I guess roll a strength check?
It's just, yeah, make an attack. You can use your battle axe to try and
all
cut
right,
off
sure.
his head. That'll hit.
23.
One of the snakes, you just cut me in half.
I did
dead.
Good!
Hanyi, there's a snake at your feet.
I attempt to pick it up and put it in my bag.
Because I am peaceful and I want to have a snake as a pet.
All right. Can I get you to make a con save if it hits you?
15.
You are so lucky. It bites into you. You take 1 point of damage,
okay.
But thankfully, you don't feel the poison. Merrick, it's your turn. You see him have he's got a snake in his hand and it's biting onto him. He's like, I got this.
I'm going to grab the snake right behind the head so it can't bite him again.
All right, you're just going to try and grab that head?
More specific.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so it'll be its turn. It's going to try and get away from you. Can I just get a small athletics check?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should grapple it.
Yeah, you technically a grapple. As it flings, you're like, ew, that's icky, and you let go. It's going to then attack. Ooh, can I get an Archon save?
Oh, shit.
Matt, it doesn't like that you grab. Actually, you know what? We'll get you to do the con save since you're the one that's trying to grab it.
Crit.
20.
Oh my god.
Something will fail to a crit.
These are amazing. So as this thing tries to inject you with venom,
I wouldn't have had a one because I have lucky and I should have re-rolled that. My bad.
Well, now you've got that from now on.
I'll keep that in mind.
So
after you roll your natural 20.
Yeah. Why don't you re-roll that 20? No. So anyway.
No, I don't re-roll 20.
Snake
just once.
Only does one damage to you and you're like, damn. Why don't we just kill it?
So I'm assuming the snake is
Rush, it's your
poison.
Turn.
I want to grab the back part that's not biting and slice him in half.
All right.
With my dagger.
Why don't you just grab it and whip it on its head on the ground?
Okay, Mr. Peaceful. Just grab it and whip it on the ground.
And don't think he's saying that in character.
I'm taking that in character. I'm taking that.
He's super pissed off.
The man bit me. I was trying to save it.
Fucking kill that asshole.
That's gonna hit. It's dead. There's two dead snakes on the ground. They're cut in half each. If you want New York.
Can I see if they're edible? They're, like, not by tasting.
Snakes are definitely edible, but you'd have to cook them to try and get rid of... Well, no, it's venom, so you'd be fine, actually.
Yeah, I'll just take off the heads and put them in my bag, like, how, food!
How wise is the wisest person? Does anyone have a plus two or more?
I have two.
You would know that a snake is edible. A venomous snake is edible because it's poison that is bad to ingest. Venom is okay.
So I just bump her on the shoulder like, hey, can I eat that?
Me eat?
Go for it.
So you pick up four pieces of snake and put them in your bag.
Yeah.
You can add that to your inventory list.
Absolutely, I will.
As you continue on.
I know how to eat fresh.
Snake way.
You guys can continue on now if you'd like. Where are you guys heading?
Let's go right.
Right.
Yeah, maybe we should go right.
I'm going to check for traps.
It's a little bit slower, but actively checking for traps as you go. Okay. Can I get perception checks? Or investigation checks, sorry.
Okay.
I got 10.
13.
Wait, do you guys have a light out?
Dark vision.
Do you have a light?
I don't think so.
All right, I was gonna ask about if I had a torch. You can pull a torch if you'd like. Yeah, that would be something that you could have just grabbed off the wall from.
Yeah, because I wanted to.
Okay.
Wasn't sure.
So you guys will now have a light source.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, so,
investigation.
So let's add torch to
free roll.
Yeah, that's a bad roll.
18. Matt. Everyone else is like, I don't know, I don't really see anything. You're like, no, I see everything. But you don't see anything. There's no more traps.
At least down this hallway?
Down. I'm assuming that I'm going to take this as your traveling pace.
Okay.
You travel, so you go to the right, there's no traps. You're not seeing anything, you can just keep going.
Yeah.
Are you going to go right again?
Based on
yep.
our list,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Left.
Right,
in the it seems to be a real maze of sewers in here. There's tunnels going every which way. You
see
stairs down.
There's a lot of crossroads. There's a lot of T-shaped, like...
There's stairs down, stairs up. You always notice, though, that the water is always, like... It'll go into the walls at some point, and you'll see it come out of the walls at air. It's all leading to a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be following
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we move straight ahead.
Right, left, right. You guys eventually make it down to this hallway, and at the end of the hallway, you guys see a doorway at the end. The water seems to have picked up now. There seems to be multiple areas of water all combining into this area as you head forward.
Is it still poopy water?
It's poopy.
Okay.
It's all poopy.
It's hella poopy.
I'm a methane. I'm glad no one has any flame abilities.
Well, I have a torch.
Yes!
I guess they're burning extra brightly?
Yeah.
I want to investigate the door. See if it looks safe.
Alright, so can you get an investigation check?
18.
Yeah, it looks good to you.
Every other party
you
notice, we always check the doors. I don't know why we never did.
Yeah, when you get close to the door, though, you hear a lot of running water in this area. You hear, like, the rush of water.
Is there, like, enough room to, like, peek through the door in a corner or something?
Try and open the door if you like. The door's closed right now.
I'm gonna
like underneath,
back.
Like, is it fairly close or is there like a big space
like
that you could
gap,
look under?
Like a gap in the bottom.
There is a way, you might not like how to do it. There is a water thing that goes right next to it. If you could block the water and like kind of put your head into it, you could look into the area. If that sounds good. Stick your head
out. No, I think I'd rather
just open the door and
check
in.
You check the door for traps?
I checked it and I backed away when I heard the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water, no traps.
I will very quietly try to open the door and see what's in there.
Can you get a stealth check?
17.
All right, opening up the door, you peek it open and you see a goblin who seems to be holding a dagger, a very pretty dagger. He's like, I'm the boss. I've got the dagger, I killed him. And there seems to be a dead human on the ground. And there's another goblin like, give it to me! I get to be the leader now, you've had it for an hour! And he's like, no, I think this rain shall last forever. As he's like pacing back and forth, he seems to be kind of in himself. Looking inside more, like you see a door on the other side, but in this room, it's pretty much them standing to one side. You also notice that water from multiple levels is pouring in, and it goes down maybe 20-odd feet, and then it's kind of like a giant sewage area where the water would be then filtered out into like a lake. This is where all the water seems to meet up for the town.
Oh,
okay. That's the running water here.
It was fairly loud in this room then?
Yeah, fairly loud.
Nuts.
I have an idea.
That's weird. Most of the time, rogues like it when it's loud because they'll just be quiet, but you're like, dang, it's loud. I wonder what you're thinking.
I wanted to try to pretend to be a goblin and make them fight over the dagger. You know, so they're busy when we go in there.
Seeing that water didn't swoosh out, I'm going to peek at the door.
I mean,
you see the same thing.
I suppose I could try to mimic a goblin's voice and try to screech in a goblin's voice to tell them to fight over it.
You could definitely try if you'd like.
Not natural.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it sound like another goblin wants to fight.
Do you speak goblin?
No,
that's fine. They're speaking common.
Okay.
But I just wondered if you spoke goblin.
No.
All right, so you're going to try it. So that'd be a charisma check.
Deception?
Deception or performance. Either one you can take.
Oh, okay.
Deception or performance. I'll let you use either.
Yeah. Probably performance just because I'm not actually lying about it. I do want them to fight over it.
So
16 plus.
2, so 18.
Yeah, you know what? You yell, and what do you... Tell me what you yell exactly.
I just screech, the strongest should have the dagger. You should fight.
You should fight?
Well, like, to them. That they should fight over it.
Okay, what are your exact words? I'm going to use the exact words here because I want to play off it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to echo to your... Like, you're in the sewer when you just say this.
Give me your best goblin impression.
Oh dear.
Do it, do it.
Impressions.
Do it.
Oh, fine.
Get in the game.
I'm pretty sure it'll work better if you do.
I guess. I guess the strongest should lead. Fight for it.
I like that.
You see the goblin with the dagger, and he just turns to the one. You think the strongest should have it? Fine! Stabs it. Goblin right in the neck. And he is going to, I think, end this goblin in one turn. Yep. In one swoop, he just grabs the goblin. You think the strongest should have it? Fine! And he like jabs into him and like the goblin goes down after one hit, but he tumbles over with him and keeps stabbing into him like multiple times,
Jesus.
Just going at him.
Yeah, that's
you
not
see
like
him,
a goblin.
You
yeah.
see him get up and
they're
it's like, I'm the best!
Can I walk in quietly?
You can try, stealth check. No, he wants
yeah,
to.
Okay.
No, I want to.
No, I was thinking I might just want to throw a dagger in there, but if he wants to sneak in there, he can. Because
I have a plan.
I'd rather have him be in front anyway.
If I can get up to this goblin, I have a plan. ooh, jeez. Not great for stealth.
Oh, no.
Well, 11?
Not good enough. You open the door and you're like, quiet. And the goblin looks over. It's my dagger! As he yells at you, and he charges right for you.
Okay, I do.
You don't get to yet. You'll get to an initiative, which I will get you all to roll right
okay,
now.
Okay, sweet.
The goblin will be just.
So it's an encounter.
We'll say
now.
You're in a room about this big,
sure.
Just to make it easy, so I don't have to redraw it. You're at the front. We'll say you guys are at the back. You're at the door. So we'll say that's
why wouldn't you just let me sneak in? You're a big orc man. I could have just snuck right in.
I'm surprisingly good at stealth.
But what's my stealth is 5, I think. Yeah.
Hey, so is mine. We
okay.
should do sneaky capers sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Merciful sneaky capers.
I'm 4.
Oh, okay.
My stealth is 5.
Oh, wow. We're all very sneaky.
We are very sneaky.
Maybe we should be more sneaky.
I've never been in a stealthy party before.
With one attack. Mm-hmm. He swings twice, but he only seems to hit you on the first one. He does 6 points of damage to you.
Ooh.
He's like, rough. He's like, I'm the strongest in the sewers. I rule
yeah.
the sewers.
And he just killed someone. He has confidence now. He thinks he is the ruler.
He
has
he
no
knows
fear.
He's the ruler. He's
he has
taking
no
you
fear.
Down. Who has the highest initiative? Rasha, it's your turn. You're pretty hidden outside of here.
I'm going to stealthily. Where is he? He's right there. I'm going to stealthily go up to him.
Trying like
trying
get
to
through the door
behind my teammates.
Teammate.
Yeah, he does not see you. He's focused. He's really focused in on on killing the big guy because he thinks the bigger I kill, the stronger I am.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna run in and
that
grab the
good
dagger.
Good goblin logic.
You're gonna try and sleight of hand.
Oh.
So I'll be a sleight of hand.
It's like I'm gonna do like sort of a dash over him as I grab it.
All right. So sleight of hand.
Yeah. 19.
Wow, that beat me not by much, but like that was really good because I was like, oh, I got this. I've got this easy. And then I was like, oh no. So he's holding the dagger up like, I'm the king. And in like one blur, the dagger's there and he blinks. The dagger's not. Imagine like Gollum almost.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely.
Honey, it's your turn.
From us.
What?
It's your turn. He seems to say something in Goblin. Does anyone speak Goblin here?
No.
Nope.
I feel
he
like
says something biting and like quick, like bam, like snap. Who's intelligent here? What's your intelligence?
15.
Yeah, you're pretty sure he swore at him.
I am going to just... So can I just sit here and prepare just in case?
What would you want to prepare? You have to tell me exactly what you
prepare. I want to stay in the doorway in case the goblin tries to run away so I can catch him on the way out.
Okay. That will make it Merrick's turn. Yeah, Merrick's turn.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
That is if that's the only exit. But I have
there's
this exit.
The other exit.
I have this exit
side.
Covered, though.
Does the goblin have any weapons left?
Yes, he seems to have a weapon on equipped that he's not using.
Okay, well, I guess then we have to keep fighting.
In that case, I will run around him. Yeah, okay. And go and give him a bit of a stab.
A bit of a stabbing.
For 21.
And here's where the rogue part comes in.
So,
21
are
will
we doing flanking as well?
Flanking in 5th edition, how I do it is as long as you have an ally next to him, as long as you're two allies versus one enemy, because then they cannot focus.
Because that's a true flank.
Yeah, they.
Okay. You can't flank someone who's being preoccupied.
It doesn't have to be me on one side, you on the other of it.
Yeah.
It's just both of you have to be actively fighting that person. If there's two people versus two people, and like, oh, I'm fighting the guy on the right, and you try and flank the guy on the left, that won't count because I am actively fighting the guy to my right.
So, Merrick, because in reference, he's like.
Everyone is fighting this person.
So, 5 plus 3 is 8.
Eight damage. The goblin takes it.
Oh.
The goblin takes it and he's like, see, I cannot be felled. Mortal weapons have nothing on me. He doesn't quite realize that a dagger is also a mortal weapon. Also, we're pretty sure he meant material weapons, not mortal. But we don't know. Stone face.
He's a goblin. If this guy's actually indestructible and we end up needing to run away.
I shout in his face like, that wasn't very nice, and I'm going to grapple him.
You're just going to try and grapple him?
Like, the idea is that I want to grapple him and pick him up and throw him into the water.
You're just going to try and hoist him and throw him in?
Yeah, basically. All right,
so make a grapple check.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got the grapple. Like, I don't see you failing.
Oh, yeah. You got the grapple.
Okay, so next turn, you'll definitely be able to throw him.
Okay.
This turn will be, like, grabbing him up in both your hands and then, like, getting ready.
Yeah.
Next turn will be the throw.
Okay.
He's going to get to...
I want to question him. See where he got that dagger. See if anyone ran by.
He does not give a shit about your grapple.
Oh, good.
Oh.
After you grab him, he's like, no! And he flings out in a motion of fleeing. He also draws his sword and brings it down upon you.
Jeez.
He gets two attacks. He'll go one on you and one on Merrick and one on Stoneface.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Stoneface, you will take 8 points of damage.
I'm down.
Merrick, you will take 7.
I'm also down.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why did you
know? I am the strongest! He's on such a high right now. He is on the biggest high right now.
How much health does he have left?
You don't know. Marasha,
you can ask
turn.
If he's bloodied or not.
Okay.
Bloodied lower than half health?
It's half health, basically,
half
or
health.
Lower.
I say, bow down to Queen Marasha, and I'm going to stab him in the head.
You gonna try? All right, so go
with
for it.
With his own dagger?
Yes.
Okay.
21.
Okay. 21, that will hit.
Does he have a special attack on his dagger?
No. Okay. On your turn, you kind of examine it. It just looks very pretty. I'll go more into it after, but it just looks pretty.
6 damage.
6 damage? That's definitely bloodied him.
Oh, you got with a lot of help.
Hanyi, it's your turn now.
I want to kill him, but I want to talk. I want to question
him. Yeah,
fair
enough.
I want to question and see if he saw anybody run by. So I guess I have to approach him. Can I sneak behind? Oh no, he's already behind.
You can just run up to him. The sneak attack gives you advantage. You already have advantage on him because multiple people are fighting him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go here and I attempt to subdue him or knock him unconscious. All right.
So you roll 2d20 because you have advantage, and use the highest result. So roll again. You'd use your 12. I'll just use that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. 12 plus 5, 17, mm-hmm. which will hit. And you get to do one attack. So you do your die 4 plus 3. Okay. And then you do it again. That'll be 7 damage. Yeah, you won't even need to go twice. That will, no. As you punch him in the face, he's on his high, he's like, all shall die! And you punch him in one. He kind of just
teeters
backwards and passes out. Now you guys have to worry about him.
I am on the
ground. Unconscious. Does anyone have medicine? Does anyone have a health potion left?
Mm-hmm. Nope. We have snake pieces.
All right. You guys can try and perform a medicine check and just stabilize him if you'd like.
I will attempt a medicine
Whoever check. Has the highest medicine definitely wants to do this.
I have three.
Two? Three?
Yeah.
Then do that.
So
do
I roll? Fuming mad right now.
That 20?
7 that is plus 3 is 10.
Literally just enough. Instead of damaging him, you stabilize. He's not up. He's not going to die.
Okay.
You'll just have to carry him right now.
Mm. So, is this guy dead?
No, not unconscious. What do you guys want to do with
it? I am very angry and I'm like threatening to kill him right now. Like,
I think we should tie him up.
He hurt me!
You don't have rope.
Can we find anything?
You can dig through shit.
We have to calm down Stoneface before he starts killing
him. I want to kill him!
Stoneface should sit on him.
You could probably just pin him.
Can we disarm him?
Yeah, you can get rid of everything.
Yeah, let's loot him. Let's loot him.
Say something so bad, but unconscious.
You find a beautiful dagger. The dagger is silvered, so you have a silvered dagger. That's probably what you'll want to grab as your trinket, because this will level you up to 2. This is enough experience to get you to 2, by the way. So next long rest you have, you'll be up to 2, which will be very soon.
Yeah.
So who has the dagger?
She has it. She took it. on his body, he has a shitty scimitar, if you want to take that. And in total, he has 68 copper, which is 6 silver, 8 copper.
How literal is the shittiness of this?
Yeah. There's shit on it, and it's also pretty run down. It's not great.
Okay, so very both literal and metaphoric.
Yeah.
Could I still use it?
You can take it if you'd like, yeah.
I'll use it as an offhand weapon, sure.
So right. Stab someone with it. Can they get diseased?
Yeah, you guys might want to get yourself checked. Anyways.
I pull it out of my shoulder because it was probably left in my shoulder, so it's like,
ow. After about a couple minutes, he wakes up. He's like under.
I'm pinning him like with my knees on his arms.
I am going to kill
him. And I have like both my weapons at his neck. Like, you are so lucky right now. Yeah. The party doesn't want you dead.
Everyone wants the king of the sewers dead. These are my sewers. Leave.
I really have no
questions. Give me my dagger back.
I really have no questions for him. I am just trying to keep myself from...
He, like, starts to scream. Okay, like, legitimately just howling.
Okay, so I...
Dagger!
I want to ask...
Dagger!
I say, Queen Marasha, Queen of the Sewers. And
I
say,
No, shut up!
He seems to be fucking furious, but he can't do anything about it.
God damn it.
Should I just kill him?
Actually, no, he is dumb enough. Actually, he starts to put his neck up against the, like, trying to push away your weapons with his neck. He's like, I'll get out of this. You have a couple, maybe if you want to ask a couple questions, you'd have a couple seconds.
Hey, Han Yi, he's really asking for it.
I don't know if there's really any point to ask him any questions now. He's not going to answer, is he?
I'm doing my tribal dance with the dagger.
he is watching you flaunt it over him, and he is...
Okay, Marasha, stop dancing.
I could just kill him.
Calm down.
Sure you're not chaotic evil taunting someone like this?
It's a goblin.
I asked him while he's screaming.
What do you ask him?
Did you see a woman... Or what kind of woman? What kind
She's
of woman?
A drow.
Did you see a drow woman run by in these sewers, O King?
No.
Please, mightiest of all kings, please tell me if you've seen this, and we will let you go.
Yes, mightiest of all kings.
You are my king, and I request this one thing of you.
Yes.
Did you see a woman run by earlier today?
No. We saw blackness. And heard someone run by. But we did not see anyone.
Did you manage
to... Now give me my dagger. Fetch me my dagger, peasant.
One more question.
No, give me my dagger first and then...
I could just kill him.
Dagger first, questions later. He seems to have completely changed from screaming to,
Marasha, yes,
give me my dagger.
I ran out of the room with the dagger.
Which door? The other door or this door?
Where we came from.
All right, so you sprint back. He's like, kill her. Spare no. I want her bleeding out in front of me. I want her to feel pain as I rip her apart with my dagger. Go get it. Now.
Really, all I need to do is slide.
Kill this one on me first, I don't like him.
I can just slide the blade.
He's smellier than I am.
And this will be all done.
This one's smellier than I am. Get rid of him first.
See, he's not helping
you. I give up. We can figure it out. Do what you must, Stoneface.
Slide across.
His head rolls off backwards, and his smirk still higher as his head rolls down into the sewage.
I kick the rest of his body into the sewage.
But you see it plop down, and as you look down, you see about 3 or 4 more goblins. It seems like they all fought over this dagger.
I hear him scream as he died. Did he scream?
No. He was like, kill him, and all of a sudden,
I peek around the corner to see how he's doing.
He's gone.
Okay. I come back.
Oh, all right,
I'm
so,
kicking the other goblin body too.
Okay, can we please get an investigation going here to see where we're going to be going?
There is one more door in this room.
Yeah,
can
there's another door.
Check on the stagger.
Oh, we didn't divide the money yet either.
No, we didn't. We have 6 silver and 8 copper to check.
Okay.
Woo.
That's a lot of money.
I am having a nap.
Yeah, you're
that is more exciting.
I got one not crit fail.
Do we want to keep chasing the girl? We have a lot of money now.
Oh. You're going to retire with 6 silver. All right, that's the end of the campaign. Good job. You all die of poverty. He dies from a disease. You also die from a disease. You all touch shit, you die. Oh, that was great.
I think we're probably just going to have a short rest here and then move on.
Will they find the lady? Will they not? Find out next time on D&D Railed.
That's
the sound of the goblin.